Humans have had a long history in the fascination with extraterrestrials. From the pyramids to life on Mars, humans have been looking up in search of life. In 1877, Italian astronomer Giovanni Schiaparelli turned his telescope to Mars and saw signs of a potential lush world from the website history.com. He didn't see a lush world, but his curiosity endures to this day. Today, no one understands how life evolves, but plenty of scientists are searching, says Andy Sandberg, a philosopher at the University of Oxford. But we still have no certainty about this topic, despite years of trying, he noted, however, that more research in biochemistry, planetary formation, and atmospheres was needed to better narrow down the answer, said Michael Hart, a famous scientific author.
And hello, my name is Tyler, and Paul here. And we're discussing, are aliens real? My first piece of evidence comes from life on Mars. The search for science goes back centuries, and I just wanted to say my first piece of evidence is how we have found multiple pieces of evidence from Mars containing scientific life forms that would state that primitive life was on Mars. It's contained possible traces of Martian bacteria, which helps us understand how Martians or primitive alien life on Mars would have existed.
I'm Paul. As you said, there's a lot of stuff that shows that Martians are real, but Mars is this weird case. My case for against alien life is massive, but one of these big ideas against it is that requirements for life, like water, carbon, and an atmosphere. When you add all those things up, there is a very small chance that other life exists besides us. There are so many necessary things that need to be present for life to sprout up, so the chances that all those are in perfect harmony on a different world besides ours is very, very small. As astronomy.com says, if you combine all of these numbers, you can end up with a conservative estimate that gives a total number less than one, as in, we are alone in the universe.
Okay, Paul, I disagree with you, but I'll move on to my next statement. So, my next statement is by BigThink.com. Basically, it elaborates on how Pascal Atholi, a researcher at the University of Western Australia, he says in a statement, even increasing dark energy many hundreds of times might not be quite enough to make a done universe. Do aliens exist in the multiverse? Which, obviously, they do. Basically, this, again, states how aliens are real. Nothing's going to be able to delete or, like, change the aliens, however growing the universe is. It's going to be always going to be possible for aliens to be alive, and it's going to be perfect. So, yeah, that's what I had to say on that. Paul, you want to go next?
But the other side to that expanding universe theory is that we have been on Earth as a species for a relatively small time compared to the universe. And if there were aliens picking up our radio waves, they wouldn't have nearly enough time to get us. This disproves all claims of abductions and sightings. Even if aliens were out there, they wouldn't know we were out here, and they wouldn't be here yet. Michael Hart, author of An Explanation for the Absence of Extraterrestrials on Earth, in the Royal Astronomical Society, explains that advanced civilizations arose too recently for aliens to reach us, explaining that, you know, we're sending out radio waves and stuff. We are doing all this stuff to basically get aliens to come here, and we haven't seen them yet. They're too far away to even recognize these waves, much less come and get us.
Paul, I understand where you're coming from, but I just wanted to say how, from my research on space.com, I found how we've launched a NASA telescope, launched in 2009. It's called the NASA Kepler Telescope. It basically observes the entire universe, as you can see, but as our technology is not quite powerful enough yet, it only observes part of our galaxy. This telescope here has revealed multiple planets around stars that are habitable with lush worlds. They could be very good for life. They could support life. We have been able to detect how their compositions are made up. Their compositions are almost exactly like Earth, which means life could be on there. Basically, space.com says how this not maybe not be proven aliens, but it totally proves how they could be on these planets, and think of all the chances of these planets that we have found.
That may be true, but even if there is plentiful planets that can habit life, genetic coding takes millions of years to process. Everything has to go right. There needs to be correct combinations of different RNA, DNA, proteins, genes that need to work all together in harmony so that a creature can be intelligent and born. Even bacteria is a very complex organism and needs lots of genetic coding to make it happen. There are so many things that need to go right that our evolution as a human species has taken millions of years. There are so many blockages that can happen in this time that can restart this whole process that is very unlikely that another planet has avoided all these blocks and has created life on its own. Sandberg, a philosopher at the University of Oxford, that's in the UK, and the lead author on new research, says that another outstanding question is how easy it is for life to hit a dead end as it invents its genetic code. Sandberg says, if life hits a wall even after it evolves, that could slow down its distribution.
We define aliens as life on other planets besides the Earth. This life does not have to be intelligent. Simple bacteria is life. So after this spirited debate, we have all come to the conclusion that aliens are real, and life on other planets have the potential to evolve to a human level. Evidence of past life on Mars have been found, showing that aliens have existed, which means it can happen again. The sheer volume of universe also contributes to the probability of other life. All evidence builds a strong argument, so we have decided that aliens do exist.